After last night's dinner, I noticed that my mood was better than normal. Often around 8 or 9 o'clock at night, I'm starting to get a little tired and often, to be honest, kind of short-tempered. But last night, I was calm, I was happy, I was lighthearted. And the reason I mention that is because these kind of subjective assessments are a huge part of making sure I'm doing what I can do to feel as amazing as possible and really paying attention to the effects. I know when I'm not eating well or I'm not sleeping well or I'm not working out, I'm absolutely more tired, more irritable. So part of this experiment is noticing how I feel. How's my focus? How's my energy? How's my mood, etc. I started this day by posting on Instagram a quote that says, "A great body is of absolutely no use without a great mind." There are undoubtedly lots of people who are lean and fit, but also miserable. You cannot live your best life without a great mind, because no matter how amazing your body is, if you are negative, if you are chronically stressed or anxious, you can't be happy. So doing that mindset work is critical. My day today started at 5 a.m. Unfortunately, it also started with a coffee pot malfunction, but I decided not to let it fluster me. Instead, I decided it was a great opportunity to stick to water this morning. So I began the day with some water, gratitude, my journal, and a little bit of back mobility. So doing some exercises to improve the mobility of my back. From 6 to 7, I got some work done, and then at 7, I decided enough of this life without coffee, and I went out to get coffee. At 8 o'clock, I did my first of 2 20-minute transcendental meditations. From 8:30 to 1, I just decided to grind right into the work, drank some water along the way, but really unbroken work time. At 1 o'clock, I decided to stop for lunch, but I ran out to the grocery store to get a couple of things because yesterday when I was at the grocery store, I saw something new to me. And usually I only buy organic fruits and vegetables, but I made this non-organic purchase because I had never seen it before and I was really excited to try it. It was frozen avocado chunks. So I was pretty excited about that. It inspired me to make my shamrock shake, which I posted on the blog about 1.5 years ago. Link to it in today's blog. But I modified it a little bit, primarily because I am avoiding spinach right now for reasons I will share in episode 504 of the podcast, but also because I am avoiding stevia right now. So into this shake, I put some water, some frozen avocado, about half a bag of frozen cauliflower, half a can of coconut milk, a couple drops of peppermint essential oil, about a tablespoon of chia seeds, and then I topped it with some cocoa nibs. And it cost me to be unprepared and run out to the grocery store today for that coconut milk and the chia seeds. Typically, these are items I buy from Thrive Market. When I got them at the store today, I intentionally brought the receipt home so I could compare what I paid at the grocery versus what I would have paid if I had been prepared and had these things on hand from Thrive Market as I usually do. I spent $3.49 per can on the coconut milk at the grocery store. I got 2 cans. Each can is only $2.39, same can, on Thrive Market. So could have saved $2.20 just on that. Never mind the time and the gas money and all that stuff had I bought it from Thrive Market. Plus, the chia seeds I got at the grocery store today were $8.99. The exact same brand and bag is only $6.99 from Thrive Market. Plus, again, no driving to the store, spending money on gas, putting mileage on the car. Needless to say, I came home and placed an order from Thrive because I don't want to make that mistake again. After I had my shake, I went back to work until it was time to go to the gym. 3 to 5 in the afternoon is one of my primary gym times. There are a couple of exceptions to that. It includes drive time as well as some extensive warm-up and mobility work time. I start with crossover symmetry. If you don't know what that is, I link to it in today's blog. Then some shoulder stability work, some hip thrusts. Then when my CrossFit class starts, we do a group warm-up that's usually about 30 minutes. And then we get into the workout, which was today a 15-minute AMRAP. AMRAP stands for as many rounds as possible or as many reps as possible. Today was as many rounds as possible of 5 pull-ups, 7 push-ups, and 9 wall balls until time expires. Then I did some more crossover symmetry before heading home. When I got home, I decided it was hot, it was humid. I walked down to the water and went swimming for about an hour. Not like really swimming like a workout, just kind of hanging around in the water and goofing off. Then 6 to 7 was dinner. One thing that I am working on as part of this making things as amazing as possible, I'm working to do about a minute, 90 seconds, max 2 minutes of deep breathing before I eat. Just stop what I'm doing and slow down a little bit for a couple of reasons. First, it lowers my stress response, and doing that is going to improve my metabolism. It is going to allow my body to more efficiently digest the food that I eat. And I don't have any issues with indigestion, but I want my body to be as rested as possible when I eat so that there's not all of this chaos driving a stress response that impairs metabolism. And the other part of it is it helps me be more present during my meal. And this is important to me because if I'm distracted, if I'm thinking about work, if I'm thinking about what I'm going to do after dinner, or I'm worried about something, I'm not as psychologically satisfied by that meal. And when we're not as psychologically satisfied by our meal as we could be, that's when we find ourselves staring into the refrigerator 20 minutes after, looking for something else, because while we're physically satisfied, we're not mentally or emotionally satisfied. So slowing down helps me get more satisfaction from my meal. Dinner was a large green salad with arugula and lettuce, not spinach. Again, I am personally avoiding spinach for reasons I will explain that are unique to me in episode 504 of the podcast. I also had broccoli that I cooked with some garlic, as well as a grilled steak. 7 to 8, I did some more work. And then 8 to 9:30 was wind down time. I did some reading, some evening chores, getting ready for tomorrow. 10 p.m., in bed with all screens off. That means phone off, computer off, television off. What about you? What did you do to win this day?